right, all right. My name is Pastor B. Wallace.
And I'm Keontae McDonald, and you're tuned in to Simplify Complexity, a relationship podcast.
Okay, for those who are tuned in, this is actually part two of part one of our podcast where we're talking about should Christians date? Mm-hmm. In the first part of the podcast, we really looked at the book by Joshua Harris, Why I
Kiss Dating Goodbye.
Thank you for that. So Why I Kiss Dating Goodbye, and some of the negative impacts that that had on people's lives in the area of dating. And so on part two, now we're going to kind of talk about, you know, our opinion and the spiritual principles that we've seen in Scripture in this area of should Christians date. Mm-hmm. And as we talk about this, we want to make sure that people understand that there's not a lot in the Scripture that talk about specifically dating.
Right.
Matter of fact, the word dating is a fairly new term that we use. So when you go back to the earlier word, more into the Latin, it actually means data. Mm-hmm. Date and data, and you can kind of see the similarities there. But it's the concept as we see it today as going out on a date or dating, it's a fairly new term that has become more and more popular within the past 100 years. Mm-hmm. So we're going to kind of talk about this. So I want to start off, I can't wait to hear, you know, the spiritual principles that you see in this area of dating. So let's deal with the question. Should Christians date?
Should Christians date? I'm cast my vote in and say yes.
Okay.
Why I say yes is because I think especially in today's world and times today, dating is just so it's so important to, like you said, kind of data collecting, getting to know a person and knowing their character. Just as you begin to move forward in the future with that person in the progress. And also, too, with dating, not just dating, you know, or just yes, you know, dating just loosely. And if you date this person, then you could date this person over here. I wouldn't say that. I would say yes with a contingency.
Okay.
Date with a future in mind.
Yes.
So date with a future in mind.
All right.
You know, if you're going to date, there should be a purpose to you dating.
Absolutely.
You know.
So. And then there's a saying, if you aim at nothing,
you'll hit it
every single time. Mm-hmm. And so that's definitely something that I encourage is don't just date to date. But now let's go back, because one of the things that's important when you're in a relationship, especially if you're not married and you're kind of in that dating, courting, whatever you want to call it, with mm-hmm. that process that leads to engagement and marriage, is you want to make sure you have a good handle on what is your definition.
Right.
Because people have different definitions. And it's important that, especially within our culture, how you see dating might be different than how somebody else sees dating. And so you first need to begin to write down, literally, write it down. What is your definition of dating? Mm-hmm. What is dating to you? And so one of the ways that I encourage people to define it and how I define it is you are what's called data collecting friends. Mm-hmm. And so you are data collecting friends. We are friends who are engaging one another for the purpose of collecting data.
Right.
And as you have that understanding, because not everybody has that. Now, mind you, there's a purpose. And so the purpose of that is because ultimately you are considering marriage.
Right.
So when you step into a date, When you say, okay, Lord, am I ready for dating? You are saying, Lord, I'm at a place where I'm ready to get married. Mm-hmm. Now, that doesn't mean that it's within a year. It doesn't mean it's with that person. It just means that God has given you the green light that you are at a place to where you are ready spiritually to date. Mm-hmm. Now, with that, and I want to get you your thoughts. Too often the mistake that we make and why dating becomes really complicated, why dating becomes a problem and why Joshua probably wrote the book is because we don't have the right foundation. Mm-hmm. And so we start dating prematurely. We start dating thinking that we're ready for somebody else, thinking that we're ready, but we're not even fully committed. We're not fully grounded in Christ.
Right. We're not aware of who we are.
We don't know who we are. Yeah. And so then we end up losing ourselves. We end up approaching dating with the wrong way because we don't have the right foundation and structure.
Right.
And so if you're out there and you are dating, pump your brakes. Slow down and don't skip the step of first becoming a disciple of Christ. And so one of the ways that, you know, I share this within our relationship series and when we go and we talk at different places or in my upcoming book is I kind of relate it to a house. And so in a house, the very first thing that you do when you're beginning to build a house is what?
You lay out the foundation.
You got to lay out the foundation. And so I give the image that marriage is kind of like having a house. You're building a house. Well, the first part is that foundation, and that foundation is Christ. And then the second part is you begin to put up the framing of the house. And so I point that out and illustrate that the framing is you being single and satisfied.
Right, right, right.
You have to come to a place to where you need to know who you are in Christ. So first, you're giving your heart to Christ and you're laying that foundation in Christ. And then secondly, you are learning who you are in Christ because you're a new creature in Christ. And so you need to learn because your likes and your dislikes change. Your, you know, the things that you used to do and the things that you now do change. And so you're still learning really who you are in Christ. And so if, many times Christians, they give their heart to Christ and then they meet someone and now they're starting to date, but they haven't taken time to be single and satisfied.
Right.
To learn what are their likes and dislikes, who they are. So what are your thoughts on some of those?
Man, that's, I mean, that's a great, great point you brought up, because I think in anything that we do, we need to first determine who we are. You know, what is our purpose? You know what I mean? From the one who gave us purpose in the first place. And I think a lot of us, it's like you said, a lot of us really skip that part. And I think a lot of us just want to date. We want to have somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, well, everybody else has somebody.
Right. And hey, we're lonely. Who likes to be alone?
Right, right. And like I said in our earlier podcast, when we feel that loneliness and I just want to be with somebody, it's because I feel that it's built into us. You know, from the beginning we see, you know, when Adam was working the garden and tilling the ground and things like that, you know, God himself said it's not good for Adam to be alone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's a setup just from the, you know, the first pages of the Bible.
Yep.
You know, but in that not wanting to be aloneness, where it's good to have it set up to where we know who we are is because we need to know what are the boundaries when it comes to dating.
Well, and let's just be straightforward. You do not date because you're lonely. That should not be the primary reason why you're dating, because I'm lonely and I want somebody. No, right. You need to feel that loneliness with Christ, because if you're dating because you're lonely, now you are feeling your loneliness in that person, and that person has now become your foundation.
Right.
And I don't know about the people that you guys meet, but most of us, we all are unstable. We all are dealing with things, and we're like a up and down ourselves. And so if your emotional stability is attached to me, I mean, I'm gonna have some good days and I'm gonna have some bad days. And so all of a sudden you find yourself up and down based off of that experience.
Right. You know, another thing, too, I would like to say about dating, too, and just that loneliness factor.
Yeah.
Sometimes some of us, we date and we feel like, okay, I'm ready to get married because I'm 38 and, you know, I haven't had a serious relationship. Yeah. So I need to hurry up and get married. Don't date because of that either.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because just like you said, you need to get a feel for, you know, that singleness. I need to be content in my singleness. And being content in your singleness is not just being like, okay, I'm great and I'm happy because I'm just single and I can deal with this. But you're being content in Christ.
Yeah.
You know, let Jesus be your first relationship.
And those are all biblical principles. The Bible is constantly saying that God is first.
Right.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those other things will be added unto you. And it's the same thing when it comes in the area of relationships, but we're lonely. We see the love stories on TV and we see our friends. And like you said, our clock is ticking. We're getting older. And so then we rush into something without first setting the stage.
Right.
And that's where the mistake happens in dating, is we haven't set the stage. Now, I want to talk about, and I know some people are like, well, I want to talk about dating. But again, we need to go back and set the stage.
Right.
And so in that singleness and satisfied, and I want to bring this up because of the intimacy that Joshua brought up in his book, and how people got to a place where they cut intimacy off with other people. But it's actually healthy when you're single and satisfied to have healthy relationships. Catch this, you guys. It's important that we have healthy relationships outside of those that are we're necessarily dating, or that's my man, or that's my woman. If your only relationship, if your only intimate relationship is a boyfriend or is a girlfriend, that's an issue.
Right.
You need to learn to have healthy relationships with men and women outside of necessarily boyfriend and girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're struggling with that, if you find like you look up and the only people or the only person that you're really intimate, you have a close relationship with. And when we say intimate, I'm not talking about sex,
mm-hmm.
but I'm talking about just a close relationship is your man, is your woman. There's a problem there.
Right.
So that's why it's good to learn to be single and satisfied and build healthy relationships in that. So let's get back to dating. And so once you have that foundation for me, and that's what I see spiritually in the Bible, is God is first. You build that right foundation. You understand who you are in Christ. Now you go through this process of data collecting friends. But in my experience, I really struggle with dating. And you can give me your thoughts, because I've gone back and forth with this, because I do agree that people have used dating in a negative way.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is confusing sometimes because people have two different definitions. But I've come to understand that dating is just a part of our culture.
Right.
And so if I don't help people have a better understanding of what dating is for them and encourage them to define what dating is for them and communicate that with others, then I don't feel like I'm equipping people.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have a problem with dating. Should Christians date? I say yes, but know what that is for you.
Right.
Know what that looks like biblically, because you're going to come across some people, they're going to be doing something completely
totally,
different.
Yeah, totally left field. And that's why I said, like, you know, it's good to set up those boundaries. And those boundaries are outlaid by your foundation. You know, when you have that foundation, there's certain things that, you know, you're just not going to be cool with just doing, where other people who have a different definition of dating, they're like, oh, anything.
Such as having sex.
Yeah, and, anything,
you know,
goes.
Or oral sex, or, you know, anything goes. And
right.
You know, I'm going to go back to my, you know, younger days where, I mean, I just looked to hit it, you know. And we was dating. For me, we were dating, and I didn't feel like we were committed. I'm just on a mission.
Right.
And that's what some people, they're doing. And mm-hmm. even women. And so you have hookups. And so, I mean, more than ever, people are just hooking up and they're having sex and there is no commitment there. They mm-hmm. have no problems dating and they're not looking to possibly get married someday.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to talk about those things early. You want to know what they believe in and their understanding, because all of a sudden, if you're interested in somebody and they're not interested in getting married in the near future, like, you know, the next couple of years, then you already have a problem. It's like, oh,
right.
No, we're on two different levels. So,
right. So
you do dating how you're going to go dating, and I'm going to do it how I do it.
Exactly. And I think it's important what you said, you know, earlier, with just Christians dating in general, saying yes to dating. You know, it's our job when we do have that proper foundation to help equip others,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I think more and more, and I see in our generation nowadays, when it comes to people who have that different definition of dating, where anything goes, we move away from just the institution of marriage altogether.
Yeah.
You know, people just, they take dating and it's like, oh, well, you know, for the rest of my life, I can just move from one person to another person. And that's not how.
That is damaging.
Yeah, you know, and it's.
It's destructive.
Right. It's destructive to us, number one. And then, you know, it's destructive to other people. And then out of that, you know, it's destructive to a community. And it's just, it gets widespread.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just really important for us to be that light in the dark tunnel, per se.
Well, as we kind of close on the area of dating, because we both answered the question, should Christians date?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And we laid out key principles to follow, spiritual principles to follow, if you're going to date.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about that foundation. One of the things that I've really meditated on and seen in the area of dating is that there's different transitions. And I want you can give me your thoughts about this.
Mm-hmm.
Is we need to talk about each of those transitions. So when we say dating, there's more to it. And so there's three transitions that I've noticed in the area of dating. It's called eyeing,
okay,
talking, and then dating. you go through each one of those. You go from eyeing. And so eyeing is when I'm just checking you out. Mm-hmm. And so you see that person. You see that possibility.
Right.
And so it could be somebody you already know, you know, but you see, okay, you know, you eye right, them out,
you
right?
You start making connections, like, okay, maybe, okay, like, I see you.
Because have you ever, like, there's times when you see people and then you see them in a different way, you're like, oh, wow, I didn't, okay, all right. And so right. At that moment, you're starting to catch feelings, mm-hmm. And that's where people, they really like someone, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. Just understand that what that is, that's euphoria. Mm-hmm. Okay, and so again, we need to understand what that feeling is. You're going to have moments where you like somebody, but when you're eyeing somebody, it's not mutual.
Right.
It's you like them, but you have no idea. Yeah. And so then you have the next part, which is talking. So what do you think talking is?
Yeah, seeing that, and talking is bringing that to the table. Like, hey, you know, I've been kind of looking at you for a minute.
You looking cute?
I want to know, you know, if maybe... Do you kind of see me in the same way?
Mm-hmm, right.
You know what I mean? So you get that, you know, the talking just starts the, it's where the rubber kind of meets the road.
Right. Is it mutual?
Right.
You know, I'm feeling you feeling me. I like you. Do you like me? And so you're going through this process. And all of this, mind you, is data collecting friendships.
Right.
Now, you're eyeing somebody. As soon as I'm eyeing somebody and I see that they don't go to church, they curse, they smoke, you know, they drink. Then all of a sudden, I'm collecting data, and I'm like, no, you ain't the one.
Right.
And so I'm collecting data at that moment. I'm seeing them in their natural habitat, their natural environment, you could say. Right. And so I'm letting their life speak. And now we start talking. Now I've seen some positive things to move forward, but I don't know enough. I really mm-hmm. don't know you. I've only seen the outside. And so now we're talking, as you said, we're mutual. And then the last part is dating. Mm-hmm. Dating is where you're meeting regularly to deepen your friendship. Mm-hmm. You're meeting regularly to deepen your friendship. You're still data collecting. Here's the key word. You're still friends.
Right.
And that's how I've dealt with this concept of dating and courtship. The difference between dating versus courting is you've gone from being friends who are data collecting, friends who are going out, to where now you're at a place where we're going to commit to a higher level because we really see positive signs. Mm-hmm. And now we're ready to go to that next stage.
Right.
So first, what are some of your thoughts on any of those things?
You know,
do you see a different? You know, maybe you can argue with me if you. You know.
I mean, I'm very in line with you. You know, as far as, because it's all, you know, it's kind of common. I wouldn't say common sense.
Yeah, it's so not.
You know, but it makes sense. It makes sense to me. You know, you want to eye somebody and then talk and then date. You know, now back in the day. I know for me, it was more just rushing into things. And I think kind of a lot of people maybe fall into that category where, I see them, but I'm going to look past, you know, the eyeing perspective of it. And, you know, what's already physically attractive to me, I just need to go ahead and rush that. You know, I need to go ahead and claim that.
Well, that's the thing. We go straight from eyeing to courting.
Right.
We've gone from boyfriend to girlfriend, and it's like, well, wait a minute, slow your roll. It's like you don't really know that person. Take some time. Are they even boyfriend or girlfriend material? Mm-hmm. And so that's why you go through the process of, we need to meet regularly to deepen our friendship. And that's what dating is. We're meeting regularly because you meet the first time, and you're like, okay, I got some positive signs. Now, right. I'm going to go back here, and this is where some areas that I do think there's what Joshua said are some good points. I believe in community, and I've learned over the years that there's value in surrounding your community around you when you're going through the data collecting friendship. Mm-hmm. Because your friends, when you're eyeing, your friends can help you eye.
Right.
Your father, your mother can help you eye. Your pastor, you know, or deacon, or whoever, those spiritual leaders can help you to see. And it's like, oh, hey, I'm looking at this person. What do you think? So bringing your community, as you're talking, bringing your community. So when you're meeting regularly, man, don't lock yourself up into, you know, a cave, or it's just you guys and you separate everybody in the world, that's dangerous. That's really dangerous. Because all of a sudden you come out of that and you're so emotionally attached that you didn't have a chance to really data collect. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, go out on dates with friends when you're in this stage. Early, go out on dates with friends. Early, yes, have that person sit down with your parents. Have that person sit down with that spiritual leader so that way they can really see maybe what you can't see because you catching feelings.
Right.
You like, ooh.
You kind of googly-eyed at this point. You're not seeing everything.
You're not seeing everything. So bring your community in that portion of it.
Mm-hmm. And that makes sense, you know? Because we need that. We need that outside in perspective.
Yeah.
Because we're just in a box at this point. Yep. We need somebody that's able to go outside the box and look at it from all angles.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's real good.
Well, I want to finish with this. Guarding your emotions is a key part of dating and that whole data collecting process. You got to guard your emotions. That's where we have to be mindful of the physical touch. Mm. We have to be mindful of physical displays of affection. And this is an area that I do think that we have to be very careful.
Right.
Because we're data collecting friends. We'll go back to that last stage. We're dating, and the purpose of dating is we're meeting regularly to deepen our friendship, but mind you, you're just friends. And so what is that physical displays of affection? So are you kissing? You just kiss on your friends?
Hmm.
You know, are you just rubbing and on your friends? And so oftentimes we're displaying, we're doing some things that are beyond friendship.
Right.
And that's dangerous.
It's real dangerous. I'll say for me, I guess I want to go back to where we talk about foundation.
Okay.
I'm about to get real deep here in just like under a minute or so.
Break down.
But when it comes to foundation, when it comes to dating, I say the main overarching thing to me is patience.
Yeah.
You have to have patience in not rushing things.
Yeah, that's good.
When we look at our early examples of what even a relationship looks like in the Bible, like I said when I brought it up earlier, we have to reference Adam and Eve. And when it comes to Adam and Eve, you know, when God created Eve, it wasn't a sense of Adam walking around a garden and saying, "Hey, God, you know, I'm alone down here, so can you send me somebody?"
Hurry up.
But rather, it was God that actually said, "It's not good for man to be alone."
Yeah.
So, and I just take that as, it's not necessarily us saying, "Okay, I need to date now," but is it God telling you, is it time for you to date? And even going further, when it comes to that time for you to date, you need to make sure, like, okay, is my foundation straight? Because at the end of the day, when you're dating and it does move into marriage, which it should be moving into that direction, you want to make sure that you have that connection with Christ and that connection with God that you're supposed to have by yourself first,
yeah,
before even coming into play with somebody. Because before Adam even had Eve, it was just him and God in the garden. With the animals, of course.
That goes back to that foundation. You know, see it. The principle's there throughout the Bible.
So it was just him and God in the garden, and that's all he knew at first. And then, you know, I really try to get deep. This is where I'm going to get deep at. And I really, really try to look at that deeply. And I wanted to ask myself, why, when God created Eve, he created everything else around him and just spoke it, you know, just spoke it into existence. But with Eve, he took his time, made sure Adam fell asleep, took his rib out. And I'm like, yeah, why? What did you do this for? And what I got out of it is, when God put Adam to sleep and he took his rib from him and created Eve, at that point where Adam was asleep, Eve was already there. But Eve had her first interaction, not with Adam, but with God when she opened her eyes.
Hmm.
So that makes it really important, whatever you do, even though you guys are going to be together, you need to have this connection with me first.
Yeah.
Because let's say he just spoke her into existence. Once he spoke her into existence and she opened her eyes, she would have seen Adam and God, and she would have had a divide of her intention. Okay, now I have Adam and I have God. I have Adam and I have God. Rather, he did it the way he did it when putting Adam to sleep and then brought her up. So she had that first foundation,
yeah,
before being led to Adam and becoming one.
All right, so, man, getting deep on us. And unfortunately, we're not able to say it all. There's definitely a lot more on this topic. And so please go to the website, check out some of our blogs. I'm really excited. I'm hoping my book will be out by the end of the year. And so that will definitely have some more information. But I want to leave with this point when it comes to dating. To do different, you have to think different. To do different, you have to think different. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." And so how you're going to view things, how you're going to see things, how you date is going to be different than how the world dates.
Right.
Stop looking at the world, but understand what is dating for you. What is the spiritual, what is the biblical principle of dating, and what is pleasing to God? And it's that leaning on Him is putting Him first. And so other people, they're going to be wilding out. They're going to be dating and kissing and bumping and grinding. And you got to say, no, that's not going to be me. And so, all right. So do you want to close us in prayer?
Lord, we just want to come before you today, Father, and first and foremost, just thanking you, Lord, for this time that we have, Lord, and just this resource, Father, and Simplify Complexity, Lord, just helping those, Father, with their questions about relationships, Lord, and just the biblical principles on it, Father. Lord, we just want to ask that you just bless everybody, Father, that, you know, maybe looking into dating, Father, or courtship, Lord, or whatever they may be calling it, Father, but if they head into it, Father, that they first and foremost, Lord, have a foundation in you, Father, that they're aware of who you are, Father, and what you've purposed them for, Father. And Lord, we ask that you just equip them, Father, with the proper tools, Father, the proper knowledge, Father, of how to navigate through this dating scene, Father. Allow us to just be in you, Father, not conform to this world, Father, what everybody else is doing, Father, and what their definition of dating is, Father, but what you've put on our hearts, Father, to be just so committed, Father, to you first, Lord, that when we do come into contact with somebody, Lord, we're looking at a future prospect, Father. We're looking at future progress, Lord, heading into holy matrimony, Father, and marriage, Father, and what you want us to be, Father, to be conjoined into one flesh, Lord. So I just pray over everybody, Father, that may be listening to this podcast, Father, that may have questions, Lord, that may have, you know, been in the clouds, Father, in this situation, Lord. But we ask that you just give them clarity, Father. Just reveal to them, Lord, their proper time, Lord, and when you want them today, Father, and give them that green light, Father, of data collecting, Father, becoming friends with someone, Lord, and then talking with them, Father, and then leading into that dating, Father, and ultimately marriage, Father. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for just this time today, Father, and we just lift your name up, Father, in your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Stand up, put your hands up, make some noise, party with me. It's a family reunion, and my family's with me. We're in the house of the Lord. Yeah, it's what you're looking for. Come on, stand up, put your hands up, make some noise, party with me. It's a family reunion, and my family's with me. There's no place I'd rather be or people I'd rather see. Where there's two or three, then there the Lord will be. Where the Lord is, then there you'll see me. If the Lord ain't going, then I'm not going. Let us be best minded with the mind of Christ. Let us love one another as you will love I. You need me just as much as I need you, because a body can't function when a body's been too.